Big Blue feeling a little blue there. The New York Giant fans missed this guy, Justin Tuck, and now he's in silver and black. Welcome, first of all, to the Silver and Black Show, Justin. That must have made you feel good to see how much the New York Giant fans miss you.
Sure. I was saying to myself, they probably cut out all the stuff, all the bad stuff, so and just showed all the good stuff. But no, Giants fans are great, man. And 9 years there, great time. So, yeah, they're a pretty swell bunch.
And in the irony of irony, your first game against the Giants, MetLife Stadium, first game as a Raider. What are your thoughts? When the schedule came out and you saw Giants first game of the year, or Jets first game out, pardon me. Let me do it again. Sorry. I'm thinking of Giants Stadium. And the irony of irony, your first game as a Raider back in MetLife Stadium against the New York Jets. So when you saw that schedule came out, and it was the Jets at Giants Stadium or MetLife Stadium, what were you thinking there?
You know, honestly, for me, because it is the Jets and not the Giants, it's you know, I'm approaching it pretty much like it's just a normal away game. The stadium's going to be green; it's not going to be blue. I know it's going to be still the stadium that we won two Super Bowls in and things like that, but. I'm honestly looking at it as it is another away game. But, you know, obviously I'll see some familiar faces out there and get maybe a little nostalgic for being in that stadium again. But, you know, it's Raiders against the Jets, and I'm going out there with the sole mission of beating up on the Jets.
And obviously being a Giant all those years, you played the Jets every single year in the preseason. It's a great city rivalry. Will that help get you ready for this game and get your teammates ready knowing the Jets so well?
I think so. And plus, you know, Oakland's had their run-ins with the Jets as well. But, you know, obviously being in the same city, these guys, you run into them, you know them personally. And we, like you said, we play them every year, the third preseason game every year, and a couple of times in the regular season too. So it's a lot of familiarity with them, and hopefully that bowls well when we take on them on Sunday.
All right, let's go back to March the 13th and the day you signed with the Raiders. Tell me about your thought process. Why'd you come all the way across the country from New York out to the West Coast?
My wife loves the West Coast. That was the initial happy wife, happy life. But seriously, though, I think, you know, you want to be a part of greatness. You want to be a part of a legacy. I grew up a huge Howie Long fan, you know, and, you know, they gave me a great opportunity to come out here and be a part of a rebuilding process with some great people. Obviously, I've known Charles Wilson for a long time, and, you know, I was excited about coming out here and trying to build back up a winner because we all know NFL films growing up, you used to watch it, and just seeing the Raiders, man, that silver and black, it kind of put goosebumps on. And I honestly didn't grow up a Raider fan, but I did in a way because you admired those guys. You admired seeing, you know, Willie Brown and Howie Long and all these guys, the Al Davis, Jess Wynn, baby. All that stuff was implanted in you. Once I got in this building, man, I felt like I can make this home.
And when you walk on the practice field in Alameda, it's right there on the fence. They got all the Hall of Famers all lined up, their numbers, so you can feel it every single day. Lamar Woodley was in the building, I think, the day
he
signed. You had the same agent. So when you signed, did you immediately start recruiting?
Absolutely.
Woodley, come in here.
Let's get
Antonio Smith in here. Let's build a new veteran defense.
Absolutely. You know, you want to go about it in that regard. You know, once I signed, I think it became kind of a domino effect for Willie and Antonio. And we talked to each other about, you know, what we wanted and if we was going to fit in with, you know, each other here. Luckily for us, it all worked out.
You had some great coaches in New York with Tom Coughlin and Mike Waffle, who we know well with the Raiders, was your D-line coach there and helped you win a couple of Super Bowls. Jason Tarver, the energy he has and the mind he has for fronts, and what's it like being around the Raider D coordinator?
At first it's tough because, you know, you've played a certain way, certain fronts all your life, but coming in here, you know, the playbook is very, very vast. So you got to get everything down, terminology down, but once you get all that down and you feel comfortable with it, man, he really has the ability to dial up some things to make you very successful in this defense. I'm excited about it. It's a lot of newness for me, so, you know, it's kind of like, you know, just a reawakening of sorts. And he's the mad scientist. He can dial up some things to really excite the football players, and hopefully we can go out there and execute it to the way he's written it up, and we'll be very successful if so.
Well, one package he quite smartly brought over from your New York days is the NASCAR package, when you're going to come inside next to the Ninja Assassin and Mac on the outside, rushing from the outside with Woodley on the other side. So talk about the advantage you feel you have with your quickness and size to come inside and rush over a guard.
Well, I think, you know, for me, I'm used to it now. When I first went down there, it's a different world down there because everything happens a little faster. You can't take as long of strides in your pass rushes and things like that. But now I think, you know, my athletic ability against those guards, you know, it helps both ways because I'm strong enough to hold up in the run game. And obviously, it's not ideal, but strong enough to do it. And when you get in the passing game, it's a complete mismatch because of the quickness and because of the athletic ability, being able to get a one-on-one on the guard. So I think that's, you know, that's the kind of the new wave now. A lot of teams are trying to find guys, those tweener guys that can play inside and outside.
Well, you guys were tough to deal with, and Tom Brady knows in the Super Bowl with Strahan and OC and you inside. The reason the Giants fan took over Canton, Ohio back in August was Michael Strahan going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he kind of raised you in the National Football League. Talk about what he taught you and how now you're going to pass that on to the Raider young players, and in particular, Khalil Mack.
Well, I think the thing I learned from Stray the most was just, you know, being accountable. Regardless if you're a Hall of Fame guy or you're a practice squad guy, you come to work with your lunch pail every day and go to work. And I think that's one thing I learned from him. You know, he was the god of New York D-line play and New York football when I was there, but it never changed. It wasn't – he didn't come in the building like he was, you know, the Michael Strahan. He came in the building like he was a young kid asking questions in meetings, you know, going about it like he had never had a sack in his career. And that's the first thing I learned from him. Secondly, it was how to just take care of your body when you got older. He lost weight. He was in the weight room after practice every day. Well, if it was some small technical things or heavy lifting or whatever, his work ethic made him who he was. And he'll talk to you this day. He always says that, you know, a lot of guys had a way more talent than him, but his work ethic is what pushed him over. And that's what I'm telling all the young guys. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to sit later in meetings or take your iPad home and watch your opponent a little bit more, because that little edge you can build from that can make you into that type of player. It can make you into a Hall of Fame type of player.
In the base defense, he's right behind you, Khalil Mack on the strong side over the tight end. And even in the NASCAR, he jumps inside and you jump inside and he's down. So what do you see from the skill set side from Khalil Mack?
I mean, skill set, I don't see anything the guy can't do, to be honest with you. And that's not, you know, bragging. That's just the fact that, you know, God has given him a huge ability, whether that's his power, his quickness, his agility. He can make moves, his leverage on blocks. Yeah, man. If he's lucky enough to stay healthy in this league, man, he's gonna take this league by surprise. And the thing I love about Khalil is similar to what I just said. He's a guy that will pick your ear. He's a guy that wanted to be put his locker next to mine. He asked for that. That's rare for guys like that to come in and realize they don't know. They know they got the talent, but it's a different level now. And he's really seeking out advice and things like that to make him better.
He's a smart guy. He's lucky to have you as a teammate and be able to soak it up. So New York Giants, Oakland Raiders, Notre Dame Fighting Irish. You talk about three of the all-time greats. I know how you got to the Giants. They drafted you from Notre Dame. How did you go from Alabama to South Bend, Indiana, Justin?
Man, that's a long story. I don't know if we got enough tape. But shortly, it was actually partly on accident. They took a wrong turn to come recruit a little kid out of Kelton, Alabama. They were supposed to go somewhere else, but stopped to watch me play. And I had a pretty good game, and that kind of started the ball rolling to what ended up me going to the University of Notre Dame.
Worked out. All-time sack leader in Fighting Irish history with 24 and a half. Real quickly, Geno Smith in this offense. They got some guys that can run the ball and Chris Johnson, and they got some power backs in Ivory and Powell, but Geno last year hurt the Raiders running the football. Do you have to be concerned about his legs getting out of the pocket as much as his arm?
You have to, man. I think, you know, just watching Geno, he's matured. He came on very strong at the end of the year, and it seems like he's continued to mature and get better at both aspects of his game, both in the passing and in his running. So, you know, when you ever get a dual threat quarterback, it really puts a lot of pressure on you know, your front seven, especially as far as making sure everybody's in their gaps, rush lanes during the pass, things of that nature. So, you know, it's going to be a huge challenge for us, but we'll be ready for it.
Back to MetLife Stadium, this time wearing the silver and black. Justin Tuck, welcome to the Oakland Raiders.
Thank you, Pop.
Have a good game on Sunday. When we come back, we're talking about Geno Smith and his legs. That really hurt the Raiders last year. We'll break it down when Jim Plunkett rejoins me on the Silver and Black Show.